In one of our final gubernatorial candidate interviews this week, we called up Steve Pankey. He was once in the Idaho Constitution Party, but now is running as a Republican. He lives in Twin Falls and says his Christian faith informs much of his conservative politics. Frankie Barnhill spoke with Pankey by phone and began by asking how he would help the 62,000 Idahoans stuck in the Medicaid gap.
I want to go back to buying health insurance across state lines. I believe you will get better health care at lower prices if more companies in different states compete for Idaho people buying health insurance. Now, specifically, your question deals with people who can't afford it and all. And I would like to see wealthy Idaho businessmen who have been blessed in the state of Idaho, churches, Christian charitable institutions, all religions, do more, step up to the plate.
Okay, so as governor, how would you encourage that charities or rich individuals step in to help people who don't have health insurance? I guess if it's not mandated or it's not in the law of any kind.
That's a good question. It has to come from a heart of the people to do that. It isn't government's responsibility to keep people from failing or not succeeding. Government's basic responsibility is to protect our life, our God-given inalienable rights, life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness.
Next question is about education. Idaho ranks 40th in the nation for its low high school graduation rates. So how would you tackle that problem when Idaho is already projected to have a shortage of skilled workers over the next few years?
Not all students are going to go on to college. Not all students are equipped to go on to college. However, I would like to see a return to technical schools or at the ninth grade in the school that a student who knows he or she knows they won't go on to college, to be able to, if they want to be an electrician, plumber, something in the trades, that they can become an apprentice in that trade through an alliance with a private company. And then by the time they graduate from high school, they would be earning anywhere from $50,000 to $90,000 a year.
So you live in Twin Falls, which is going through a lot of growth as it changes from rural to a small city. That story is happening in other parts of the state, too. So what would you do to preserve Idaho's rural traditions while also embracing its identity as the fastest growing state in the country?
Again, local control, local responsibility, as many of those decisions can best be done on a local level. Anytime we move, we concentrate powers in either the state or federal government, I think we mess up, because what works in Boise may not work in a small rural community. Our heritage needs to be stated through schools. It needs to be stated through Idaho Public TV. It needs to be out there. Our founding fathers feared two things most. Ignorance was number one, and number two was concentration of powers.
That was Republican gubernatorial hopeful Steve Pankey. To hear all the interviews in our candidate series, visit boisestatepublicradio.org.